Hey guys, how's it going? It's Callie from Fluency Academy here. Welcome to Walk and Talk Essentials English, the podcast from Fluency TV that helps you practice listening and speaking in English from anywhere. You'll start listening to a dialogue between two native speakers, and I'll help you to pronounce the words that they say, learn some new structures, and improve your vocabulary. When you hear this sound, you speak or repeat, okay? Don't be afraid to speak out loud with me like a real conversation. But before we get started, to understand the words and expressions even more, you can access our portal. You'll find all the expressions that we'll see today and also the written dialogue. You'll also find a lot of the free classes, podcasts, videos, tips, and you can also learn more about our English course there. Go to en.fluencyacademy.com to learn more and join our waitlist. Now, let's get to it. In today's episode, we'll hear a conversation between two people at the shoe store. Let's see if you can understand a little something from their conversation. All right, let's hear the dialogue.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to take a look at that pink pair of shoes.
What size are you?
I'm a 7.
Okay, here you are.
Do you have it in black?
I'm afraid not, but we have it in gold or silver. Would you like to try it on?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm looking for a more neutral color.
All right, let's listen one more time.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to take a look at that pink pair of shoes.
What size are you?
I'm a 7.
Okay, here you are.
Do you have it in black?
I'm afraid not, but we have it in gold or silver. Would you like to try it on?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm looking for a more neutral color.
So here we have a conversation between two people. One of them is the customer and the other one is the salesman. A customer is the consumer, the client. And a salesman is a person whose job is to sell the things in the store. In this dialogue, the customer wants to buy a pair of shoes and the salesman is trying to help her. Now let's look at this conversation one piece at a time. So the first thing we hear is a quick greeting. Hello. Hello is just like the words hey or hi. It's a friendly way to greet someone. Let's practice. Repeat after me. Hello. Hello. You can also say hello when you answer the phone. So if you were greeting me, you would say... That's right. Hello. Hello, Callie. Next, the salesman asks a question. He says, may I help you? We use may as a formal and polite way to ask someone's permission. May I go to the bathroom? May I come in? May I speak to teacher Callie? Let's repeat that one piece at a time. May I? May I? Great job. And the continuation is help you. Repeat after me. Help you. Help you. The verb help means to give support or assistance to someone. In that case, the man is offering to help the woman by saying, may I help you? Let's try to repeat the whole sentence now. May I help you? May I help you? Excellent. So now that you know that may I help you is what a salesman or saleswoman normally says to greet a customer, you might hear it next time you go to a store. Now let's repeat the whole first line again. Hello, may I help you? Hello, may I help you? Very good. Now, do you remember how the woman answers? She says, yes, please. It's very important to always say please and not only yes. A response without please is usually considered impolite. When you say yes, please, you're displaying kindness and respect. Cool? So let's repeat with me. Yes, please. Yes, please. Good job. So she wants his help. Great. Then she continues saying, I'd like to take a look at that pink pair of shoes. Oof, that was a long one, but don't worry. Let's see the first part. Repeat with me. I'd like I'd like. Perfect. I'd like stands for I would like, but it's more common to use the short form when speaking. I'd like is another way to say I want. It's just a little bit more friendly and polite to say I would like instead of I want. Got it? So repeat with me one more time. I'd like. I'd like. Amazing. Now let's continue. To take a look at. Repeat after me. To take a look at. To take a look at. This is a very common expression, and it means to look at something in a quick way. For example, you can say, to take a look at that new building, or my car isn't working. Could you take a look at the engine? Let's repeat that one more time. To take a look at. To take a look at. Great. So what does the woman want to take a look at? Exactly. She wants to look at that pink pair of shoes. Let's start by repeating that word, that. When you say the TH in that, stick your tongue out and use your voice. The, th, th. Repeat with me. That. That. We use the word that to indicate a person, a place, or a thing that's farther away from us. The woman points to the shoes in the store and says, that pink pair of shoes. Repeat this part after me. Pink pair of shoes. Pink pair of shoes. Pink is the color, but you already knew that, right? A pair of means two things that are used together. For example, a pair of shoes, a pair of earrings, a pair of gloves. You can always say the color you want first, for example, a white pair of socks or a pink pair of shoes. Repeat one more time. Pink pair of shoes. Pink pair of shoes. Very good. Repeat with me. I'd like to take a look at. I'd like to take a look at. That pink pair of shoes. That pink pair of shoes. Now let's repeat the entire sentence together. I'd like to take a look at that pink pair of shoes. I'd like to take a look at that pink pair of shoes. Awesome. Now the salesman replies by saying, what size are you? That means he wants to know her numerical shoe size. Repeat after me. What size are you? What size are you? There are several different shoe size systems that are used worldwide. In the US, there's a difference between men's and women's sizing. So be careful. It's important to try on size and fit before buying new shoes. Do you remember the woman's size in the dialogue? She says, I'm a 7. Repeat with me. I'm a 7. I'm a 7. Perfect. That means her shoe size is a number 7 in the US. So the salesman continues with the sentence, okay, here you are. Repeat. Okay, here you are. Okay, here you are. You can say, here you are, when you're handing something to somebody. For example, my friend came back with 2 coffees. While giving me 1 coffee, he said, here you are. So the salesman comes back with the shoes size 7. While giving them to the customer, he says, okay, here you are. Let's repeat that one more time. Okay, here you are. Okay, here you are. Good. Now, if you want to see more examples using this expression, you can access our portal and check out the student material that we left for you. You'll also find a lot of free classes, podcasts, tips, and more in there. So go check it out, fluencytv.com. So the woman now says, "Do you have them in black?" She's asking the salesman if he has it, the pair of shoes, in another color. She wants the same shoes, but in black. Let's repeat the first part first. Do you have it? Do you have it? Nice. Then she adds a bit more detail by saying, in black. Repeat with me. In black. In black. Awesome. Let's repeat the phrase all together. Do you have it in black? Do you have it in black? Unfortunately, they don't have the shoes in black. So the salesman says, I'm afraid not. Repeat with me. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not. You can say this instead of no if your answer could disappoint someone or make them sad. It's a polite way to answer a negative question. Let's repeat one more time. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not. Perfect. Since they don't have the shoes in black, the salesman offers some other color options, gold or silver. He says, but we have it in gold or silver. Repeat this first part with me. But we. Great. But is used very often in English to contradict, to go in another direction. Then he continues talking and says, but we have it. Repeat after me. But we have it. But we have it. Awesome. In English, we commonly use the word it to replace the object we're talking about. Instead of saying, but we have the pair of shoes in gold and silver, we can simply say, but we have it in gold and silver. Repeat the phrase all together now. But we have it in gold and silver. But we have it in gold and silver. Great. So they don't have the shoes in black, but they have the shoes in two other colors, gold and silver. Now the salesman asks, would you like to try it on? Let's break it down a little. Repeat this part with me. Would you like? Would you like? Remember when we talked about I'd like, which stands for I would like? And it's just another way to say I want. Well, this is the same thing. We're going to use would you like instead of do you want when we want to offer something to someone. Would you like a drink? Would you like to come over for dinner? Let's repeat that one more time. Would you like? Would you like? Great job. The difference is about being polite. Would you like is a polite way to ask this question. It's really as simple as that. Let's keep reading the second part, to try it on. Repeat after me. To try it on. To try it on. To try on means to put the shoe or whatever you're wearing on, to wear something, to see how it looks or fits. Now, notice how we link the consonants to the vowels. To try it on. To try it on. We link the words together to sound like one single word. To try it on. Your turn. To try it on. To try it on. Excellent. So the salesman is asking the woman if she wants to try it on. In other words, to try the pair of shoes on. He says, would you like to try it on? Let's repeat. Would you like to try it on? Would you like to try it on? Good job. And the woman responds, oh, no, thank you. Repeat, oh, no, thank you. Oh, no, thank you. She doesn't want to try the shoes on because she wants a more neutral color. She doesn't want to buy gold or silver shoes. So she says, I'm looking for a more neutral color. Repeat this first part with me. I'm looking for. Great. If you're looking for, it means you're searching for something. You're trying to find a particular kind of thing. I'm looking for a new job. I'm looking for my car keys. Then she continues talking and says, a more neutral color. A more neutral color. A more neutral color. Good. A neutral is a color without much intensity. Examples of neutral colors are beige, gray, brown, black, white. Let's repeat the phrase all together now. I'm looking for a more neutral color. I'm looking for a more neutral color. All right, we made it to the end. Congrats. Let's listen to the whole conversation one more time.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to take a look at that pink pair of shoes.
What size are you?
I'm a 7.
Okay, here you are.
Do you have it in black?
I'm afraid not. But we have it in gold or silver. Would you like to try it on?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm looking for a more neutral color.
So, how do you feel? Were you able to understand better now? Feel free to practice these phrases again and listen to this episode with the written dialogue on our portal, en.fluencytv.com. And I want to invite you to join our waitlist for our English course so you can always practice more dialogues like this. The link is in the description, so go check it out. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to Walk and Talk Essentials English. I'll see you in our next episode. Bye.